This is Health Matters, continuing our medicinal plant series.
Today we're looking at Yerba Santa, also known as mountain balm, a local herb with powerful decongestant properties. Yerba Santa grows at altitudes that range from 1,000 to 5,000 feet. It can be found along the upper reaches of Red Cap Road in Orleans and along Salmon River Road in Siskiyou County.
Michael Moore, the author of Medicinal Plants of the West, says Yerba Santa is one of the best decongestants for head colds and for lungs and sinus infections that manifest with a lot of secretions, thick, cloggy, and gaggy. It also helps with asthma. A tea made from the leaves begins to dry up the membranes within the hour. Its drying action is so effective, it's a good idea to drink a lot of liquid at the same time.
This is the perfect time of year to gather Yerba Santa, and it's worth doing. The dried leaves will keep for a couple of years, and you'll have it on hand when you need it. Yerba Santa is a shrub that usually grows about waist high. The lance-shaped leaves are long, tapered, and sticky. Sticky is the key. The upper surface of the leaves are highly resinous and shiny. They are a very dark green, but the undersides are yellowish and felty, with a pronounced central vein.
The leaves, which have small, uneven teeth, are on yellowish-green, flexible stems. The lower branches of the plant are dry and brittle. It has small, tubular flowers at the end of the leafing stems. You'd be surprised how easy it is to identify this unique-looking plant. Once you think you've found it, the sticky leaves and pleasant resinous smell will help confirm the find. Although, if you're serious,
Native Americans have used Yerba Santa for centuries, and not just for colds. It was used for kidney troubles and rheumatic pain, and in poultice for broken skin wounds, swelling, sores, and fatigued limbs.
Native tribes in North America rapidly discovered the healing properties of medicinal plants brought by the Europeans. Violets are one example. Violets originated in Europe, but have naturalized in North America, Russia, India, Pakistan, Australia, and New Zealand. Violets are another herb that help with cold and flu. Before the age of over-the-counter cold remedies, violet cough syrup was a household standard.
Highly reputable herbalists claim that violets cure cancer, and the literature on this is worth exploring. The curative properties of violets are attributed to its ability to reach places only the blood and lymphatic fluids penetrate. When it comes to colds and flu, violets heal mucous membranes, inflamed lungs, whooping cough, and sore throat.
As violets have a cooling impact, they help with high body temperature, be it a fever, a day of 102 degrees in the shade, or overexertion. A simple tea will do the trick. Although it's most effective when you spread it out over the day, a quarter cup every 2 or 3 hours. Violet tea helps with ear disturbance as well.
Violets are said to have unbelievable results when used externally. Crushed violets in a compress cool and reduce inflamed tumors, as does a cloth saturated with violet tea. The crushed plant or tea-saturated cloth relieves headaches when applied to the back of the neck.
Encouraging as these healing benefits of Yerba Santa and violet are, the reality is that the use of medicinal plants isn't as simple as it sounds. For most of us, it takes work to use plants instead of prepared medicine. I mean, how many of us use loose tea instead of tea bags? Still, medicinal herbs are widely available in herb and natural food stores. The easy way to get started is to buy the herbs already dried, make a tea or a poultice, and see if they work for you.
Yes, it's a lifestyle matter, but it's also a matter of knowledge. Knowledge lost to many of us. Or, more accurately, knowledge that was undermined and sidelined when the colonizer worldview began to aggressively dominate so many aspects of our daily life.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Poden, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.